This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with the Below Top Secret Podcast in reply to Calipadea on the subject of what if. I'm going to start out like Benevolent Heretic and answer the giraffe question. How do you put a giraffe in an icebox? You open the door, you put the giraffe in, and you close the door. I think I've heard that one somewhere before, though. Okay, let's go on to the other questions. What if you could have a wild animal for a pet? What would you choose and why? I just got rid of my kids. I've had wild animals as pets, trust me. No, I like my peace and quiet. I don't have any pets. I wouldn't want a domesticated pet right now. Now, eventually I will get, you know, more situated or maybe a little lonelier or something. I don't know, and will eventually want a pet, but I would choose a domesticated one. Wild animals, too much hassle. Okay, let's go to question two. What if you had $1 million? How would you spend it? First thing I would do is pay the taxes on it. Once the taxes were paid, I would take the rest, I would get it in cash, and I would put it in a safe deposit box, and that way I would never have to worry about paying taxes on it again. I would never have to worry about the IRS swooping in on it. I mean, it's put away, it's there, the taxes have been paid, and when I want some money, all I have to do is go to my safe deposit box, pull out a stack of 20s, and go about my happy little way. As far as spending it, I'd get me a little place down on the lake, and like BH, I would throw up a 10-foot fence with razor wire around it and get a little helicopter so there would be no openings. Well, no, I guess I could go in and out by boat, but yeah, a nice little quiet place on the lake. Nothing fancy, nothing that draws attention, just a nice little place. Let's see. Number three. What if you were president for one day? What would you do? I would stand up before the American people and I would say, look, we made a mistake going into Iraq because there were no weapons of mass destruction. And for that reason alone, I've just made a phone call and apologized to Saddam Hussein, and they have opened the gate and put him out on the streets of Baghdad. Yep, we just let him walk away. He's gone now. We're all going to come home now. You know, we're going to let them just sort this out. And oh, by the way, you know, Iraq, we're sorry. You know, sorry. We messed up. We, you know, we shouldn't have been there. Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys. that's the only thing I could think to do if I was president for a day. But then again, with an idea like that, that's why I will never be president for a day. Question number four. What if you had a genie that granted one wish per day? How would you use them? Ah, good question, good question. I would wake up each morning and I would say, this is my wish for this day. And then I would go out and live it. And I'm sure sometimes those days would be wonderful beyond all belief. And sometimes those days would be madness and turmoil. But then, you know, I look at it and I already have that. I just don't refer to the creator of all things as a genie. Now, let's see, where were we? What if you could travel back in time? When and where would you go? I have trouble dealing with today. Why would I want to go deal with yesterday again? I'm not going back in time. I don't want to go forward in time. I like being where I am. Let's see, that's, you know, no, I'm not traveling back in time. What if you were stranded on an island with one possession? What would it be and why? I would have to go with a computer with a good, fast internet connection, and that way I could spend my days building a website called Help, I'm Stranded on a Freaking Desert Island, Somebody Come Get Me. You know, do you understand IP address? And you can locate people with them, and I'm on a desert island. And then after I built the website, I could spend all my days driving traffic to it. You know, put up advertisements. Just by the time they found me, I'm sure I would have a small fortune waiting back in a bank somewhere, you know, because all I would have had to do all day is work on my website. Help, I'm stranded on a freaking desert island. Yeah, That gets it for me. Okay, that's what I would do. That's how I would answer those questions. So, thanks for asking them. It was really cool. This is Mr. Whoopi out.